All right, this is Kat Sturz with rockingyourpath.com, and it's our Fast Action Friday, and we're discussing how we can get through these remaining dog days of summer with our guest, Lauren Sweet, who's calling in all the way from Wilderness, South Africa. If that name just doesn't evoke romantic interludes and beautiful scenery, I don't know what does. It really makes me want to visit there. Lauren's multifaceted, talented astrologer, artist, EFT tapper with the specialty of matrix re-imprinting, which I think is great. Say hello to everyone, Lauren.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, Lauren. Hi, Lauren.
All right.
Hello.
Great.
It's great to be here.
I know, and I know when we did our preliminary call, you had just such great information about the astrological phase we're in right now that really, I believe, helps direct or focus energies on Earth. I mean, we've got the moon that does, you know, wonderful things with the tides on Earth, so to think that energy like that doesn't affect us as humans when we're nothing but energy beings is harder for me to imagine than saying yes it can. So I want to give you as much time as possible, Lauren, to have you share what this time of year holds for us and some tips on how best we can focus what we are doing and what we should be waiting to do and maybe jumping on and putting into action right now. So the floor is yours, Lauren.
Okay, thanks so much. I just want to talk a little bit about what you were saying. You know, we're all interconnected and we live on a planet which is revolving around the sun, and the sun is revolving around in the galaxy. So we're all part of a cycle and something that's moving together. And what I'm going to talk about is the sun today, because it's going into Virgo tomorrow. And the sun affects everything that we do. We wouldn't be alive on this planet if it wasn't for the sun. And the seasons are affected by the sun. The way we respond to our environment is affected by the sun. The way our food is grown is affected by the sun. And our lives are affected by the sun in some way or the other in everything that we do. So the sun is moving today and tomorrow into the constellation of Virgo, and every constellation has its own kind of quality to it. So we've come out of Leo, which is that summer sun, that being out there in the world, a very big energy, and we're moving into Virgo, which is a lot more contained now. And it's useful for lots of things. And for your listeners, I'm going to focus really on business and career in relation to the influence of Virgo in our lives, because I think that's perhaps what your listeners are most interested in, and it's also quite practical and useful for us all. So so the cycle that we're entering now is a good time for getting organized. I don't know, there's probably some Virgos out there. Virgos like to have everything organized. They're ducks in a row. They're very efficient. They're doers. They get things done, and they try to get everybody else to get things done too, which can be fabulous, and it can be also not so fabulous, depending on your perspective on it. So in your business, this is a good time for organizing. You might have scattered energies from summer and, you know, not being able to focus and wanting to be outside more, and just summertime is more heightened energy socializing for a lot of people. So and you might have had lots of ideas, but now is the time to actually focus your energies and start getting these ideas into some sort of order. Anything that's been you've been passionate about, that has been exciting in the last month or so through summer, now is the time to focus on making those things reality. It's a good time to get the details of things done. Normally things that maybe bore you to tears, it's a good time now to just go, okay, I'm going to use the energies of the sun and the universe, and I'm going to focus on the details of things, because those are the building blocks of any project or any thing that you're trying to build with your work. And also to get things working more efficiently in your career. If you waste a lot of time, that's not a good thing for Virgo energy. So Virgo energy wants to be efficient, and it doesn't like clutter, and it doesn't like waste. So this is a good time to get your systems for time management going and get some routines going for your business day. If you haven't been able to like focus on that at the moment, this is a good time now to be able to start doing that. And to get rid of unneeded action where you're wasting your energy specifically, it's a good time to let all that go now and to just be conservative in a way with your energy, but hone it and focus it so you get a lot more work done and you have a lot more time to yourself. Virgo is an energy that likes to keep what is valuable and is able to discard the rest. Sometimes we have a problem getting rid of things. We want to cling on to things. So this is a good time to let the stuff that actually isn't serving you go now, because it's just cluttering up your mind and your space. If you're a hoarder, which apparently a lot of people are, it's a good time to declutter your work life in all ways, physically and mentally and emotionally. And the energy of Virgo is a very purifying energy. So you can cleanse yourself of all extraneous things that don't actually serve you, and be more efficient in your work life. Virgo is also a sign of service. So it's a good time for people who are in service industries to connect with their clients in a more giving way as well. And you can perhaps do that, be part of some sort of giveaway or do some pro bono work, perhaps for some clients that you know that need it. It's also a good way to promote yourself. So while it is of service, you actually are also getting a lot more limelight, if you want to put it that way. Get more out there in the world and by being of service. So it's a good way, if you have been planning something like that, to get that going in this month. In any way to be of service will be in the long run quite a good tool for you to promote yourself anyway. So that's particularly on the work front. Those are the energies that are going to be useful in the next month. But Virgo also, while it rules efficiency and cleanliness in a certain way in the workplace, it also does that for you in your personal life, and specifically to deal with your health and what you eat. Virgo is very much to do with eating plans, diets, exercise routines, things like that. So once again, if you've been having a lot of fun during the summer and you've been putting off getting back to some routine with exercising, if you've been overindulging, this month is a good time to start to get rid of all those not so healthful habits and to create a whole bunch of new ones that are really going to get your body and your mind and your spirit back into gear. So anything you had good intentions for, now is the time to put them into action. No more dreaming about the treadmill, you actually get on it. And specifically with food, Virgo is also very much a harvest energy. As you know, lots of harvesting is going to go on now. Deals with food, it's kind of a Mother Earth energy in a certain way as well. And clean out your diet a little bit now. Focus on some really good eating routines. And working with the energies of this time, you probably will find it a little bit easier perhaps than you would have found in the last month or two to actually get focused in this way.
Well, that's fabulous.
Another energy, so I don't know, am I just going on? Do you want to ask me any questions?
Well, let me just interject here that I know everybody who's currently on our call live, and I can feel everybody nodding their head yes, because we're all sort of in this right now. I mean, my husband just started a regulated physical therapy program with a therapist who knows what they're doing. It's under doctor supervision and stuff, and it just seems like the right time to do that now. I know I deliberately held off the launch of my group program because it didn't feel like the right time, and it feels more like the right time now, and the tweaking I'm doing I think is more beneficial, not only to me but to all of those people who have said they're interested in joining and taking advantage of it. So And those are just two examples. So I love that. One question I have, if we're into taking action for these things, I love what you said about anything you've had good intentions about doing, now is the time to actually start doing it. I loved that phrase. What's the flip side of that? When, you know, is there anything we shouldn't be jumping into action on right now?
Well, it just depends. It's more, it's not so much that you shouldn't be doing it. It's just the way you shouldn't be doing it. You know, it's more of a decluttering phase than an accumulation phase, put it that way. And it's more of a honing in than a dreaming phase. So it's a good time to make, Virgo is an earth sign. So it's a good time to start manifesting things, making them real and tangible so you can actually touch them. It's a good time for ideas as well, but mostly in the way that you can put them into action, not so much for dreaming. Although further on in the month, when we have a Pisces full moon, I think on the 9th, Pisces is the dreamer. It's the collective unconscious. So, you know, around the full moon, that is a time for dreaming in that kind of way. But more for the most of this month, in the month of Virgo, it's really to focus on whatever it is that you're doing, getting rid of the things that are wasting your energy and that are sapping your attention, and streamlining, honing time management and routines. Those are all very, very specific. And also, while we're talking about that, in the way of working in this month, Virgo can get quite perfectionistic and fussy.
Oh, we don't have any problem with getting with that, do we, Gil?
Which is great, because it means, you know, you'd like to do a job and do it well, and that's amazing. But a lot of the time, we can't control everything about what we're doing, and that can create a lot of anxiety and stress. So while you try to do the best you can, at the same time, you've got to recognize that things have their own energy as well, and to let go of what you can't control and to do the best with what you can. Otherwise, you're going to go crazy, and you're probably going to drive everybody else who's worked with you a bit crazy too. So the thing with Virgo is not to let yourself get too anxious about things, just to do the best you can and to give yourself a break when you can't do anything about it. Virgo, the energy of Virgo is always trying to fix things and make things right and make things better, which is very useful, especially with work. But at the same time, the energy of Virgo is never satisfied. So you probably won't be able to be satisfied 100% for a while either. And just to accept that and to breathe through that, or do some meditation or whatever else you do for calming, or physical exercise. And not to pressurize yourself too much, because it is a time where things can be perhaps a bit more anxiety making than other times. And while Virgo is quite perfectionistic, it's also very discerning. So if you've been troubled with choices up to now, and you've got a few things that you can't decide on, in the next month is a good time to make some decisions and to make some choices, because the energy of Virgo will perhaps make it easier for you to do that, because you don't want to wait until the end of September into October, because that's when you get Libra, and Libra is notoriously difficult to make decisions and to make choices. They're always balancing things up, and things don't ever stay balanced for very long. So it's a good time to make choices that you've been putting off now. Try and tune in just to your own wise inner knowing, and make choices from that place, and just trust that they will be the right ones, because it isn't going to be easier in the future to make choices. It's the time now. Grab it and use it.
That's great.
That's great.
All right. Well, we're coming to the end of our main segment, 15 minutes, and we want to keep that right on so people can take action on that. But I know that Lauren's going to be staying with us for a bonus Q&A, and one of the things we will be discussing is more about the phases of the moon and using those to help us with our productivity, when to rock it out and when to wait it a little bit. And we'll see you on the bonus Q&A in just a few seconds. This is Kat Sturz from rockingyourpath.com, ending our main segment today for Fast Actions Friday.